Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 26. The Bhatta Acharya is Converted. Part 3. Sarvabhauma's Ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya then returned to his place, and Sarvabhauma sent Gopinatha Acharya to Lord Chaitanya with various kinds of prasad from Jagannath Temple. The next day, Lord Chaitanya went to the temple of Jagannath early in the morning in order to attend Mangal Arati. The priest in the temple brought Lord Chaitanya a garland from the deity and also offered Lord Chaitanya various kinds of prasad. Lord Chaitanya was very much pleased to receive these. And so at once, Lord Chaitanya went to the house of the Bhatta Acharya, taking the prasad and the flowers to present to Sarvabhauma. Although it was early in the morning, the Bhatta Acharya understood that Lord Chaitanya had come and was knocking on his door. The Bhatta Acharya at once rose from his bed and began to cry out, "Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!" And this was heard by Lord Chaitanya. So when Sarvabhauma opened the door, he saw Lord Chaitanya standing there. And so Sarvabhauma was so pleased to see Lord Chaitanya early in the morning that he tried to receive Lord Chaitanya with all care. The Bhatta Acharya offered Lord Chaitanya a nice seat, and both of them sat there. Lord Chaitanya then offered Sarvabhauma the prasad which he had received in the temple of Jagannath, and Sarvabhauma was very glad to receive this prasad from the hands of Lord Chaitanya himself. Indeed, without even taking bath and without performing his daily duties or even washing his teeth, Sarvabhauma immediately began to eat the prasad. And so in this way, the Bhatta Acharya was freed from all material contamination and attachment. And as Sarvabhauma began to eat the prasad, he cited a verse from the Padma Purana. Shushkang paryushitang vapi nitang va dura deshatah prapti matrena voktavyam natra kala vicharana. When prasad is brought or received, it must be eaten immediately, even if it has become very dry or old, or even if it is brought from a distant place, or even if one has not completed executing his or her daily duties. Since it is enjoined in the Shastras that prasad should immediately be taken, there is no restriction of time and space. The order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be followed. There are restrictions one must follow before accepting food from various people, but there are no restrictions on accepting prasad from all kinds of people. For prasad is always transcendental and can be taken under any condition. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to see that Sarvabhauma, who had always obeyed the rules and regulations strictly, now accepted the prasad without following any rules and regulations. And being so pleased, Lord Chaitanya embraced the Bhatta Acharya, and they both began to dance in transcendental ecstasy. And in that ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya exclaimed, "Now my mission in Jagannath Puri is fulfilled, for I have converted a person like Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, so I shall now be able to attain Vaikuntha without fail." The missionary goal of a devotee is to convert simply one person into a pure devotee. And in this way, one's own admission to the spiritual kingdom is guaranteed. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with the Bhattacharya that Lord Chaitanya began to bless Sarvabhauma repeatedly. Oh, my dear Bhattacharya, now you are completely a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, and Krishna is now very much pleased with you. From today, you are freed from the contamination of this material body and the entanglement of the material energy. You are now fit to go back to Godhead, back to home. Lord Chaitanya then cited a verse from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeshang Saesha Bhagavan Daya Yed Anantaha Sarvat Manasrita Pado Yadi Nirvyalikam Te Dustaram Atitaranti Chadeva Mayam Naishang Mamaham Iti Dhi Shwa Shrigala Bhakshye. Whoever takes complete shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is favored by the Supreme Lord, who is known as Ananta, the Unlimited. Such a person also receives permission to cross the ocean of nescience. However, one who thinks this material body to be oneself cannot receive the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so after this incident, Lord Chaitanya returned to his place, and the Bhattacharya became a pure and faultless devotee. Since he was formerly a great academic scholar, Sarvabhauma could only have been converted by the causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And from that day forward, the Bhattacharya never explained any Vedic literature without explaining devotional service. Sarvabhauma's brother-in-law, Gopinatha Acharya, was so pleased to see the Bhattacharya's condition that Gopinath began to dance in ecstasy, vibrating the transcendental sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The next day, after visiting the Jagannath temple early in the morning, Sarvabhauma went to visit Lord Chaitanya. The Bhattacharya offered his respects by falling down before Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma then began to explain his past undesirable behavior. When the Bhattacharya asked Lord Chaitanya to speak something of devotional service, Lord Chaitanya began to explicitly explain the verse from the Brihan Naradiya Purana, in which it is stated, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasyeva, Nasyeva, Nasyeva Gatir Anyatha. And upon hearing this explanation, Sarvabhauma became more and more ecstatic. Seeing the condition of his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya said, Oh, my dear Bhatta Acharya, previously I had said that when one is favored by the Supreme Lord, then one will understand the techniques of devotional service. And today I am seeing this fulfilled. Sarvabhauma offered Gopinath Acharya his due respect and replied, My dear Gopinath Acharya, it is through your mercy that I have received the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And that is because the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be obtained by the mercy of a pure devotee. Lord Chaitanya's mercy was bestowed upon Sarvabhauma because of Gopinath Acharya's endeavor. And Sarvabhauma continued to speak. Gopinath, you are a great devotee of the Lord, and I was simply blinded by my academic education. Yes, I have obtained the mercy of the Lord through your agency only." Lord Chaitanya himself was greatly pleased to hear Sarvabhauma say that a man can obtain the mercy of the Lord through the agency of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya appreciated the Bhatta Acharya's words and embraced Sarvabhauma, confirming his statement. Lord Chaitanya then requested the Bhatta Acharya to go to Jagannath Temple again, and so Sarvabhauma started out for the temple, accompanied by Jagadananda and Damodar, two principal associates of Lord Chaitanya. After seeing Jagannath Temple, the Bhatta Acharya returned home and brought with him much prasad purchased from the temple. Sarvabhauma sent all this prasad to Lord Chaitanya through his Brahmana servant. Sarvabhauma also dispatched two verses written on palm tree leaves and requested Jagadananda to render him a favor by delivering those two verses to Lord Chaitanya on his behalf. Thus, Lord Chaitanya was offered the prasad and the verses on the palm leaves. However, before reaching Lord Chaitanya, Mukunda Dutt, who had also undertaken the delivery of the verses, had copied the verses in his book. When Lord Chaitanya read the verses on the palm leaf, he tore them to pieces, for Lord Chaitanya never liked to be praised by anyone. Therefore, these verses only survive because they had been copied by Mukunda Datta. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Eka Purusha Puranaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Yastam Aham Prapadye. Sarvabhauma's verse praised Lord Chaitanya, the supreme, original personality of Godhead, who had descended to preach detachment, transcendental knowledge, and devotional service to the people in general. Lord Chaitanya was also praised as the original personality of Godhead, and was compared with an ocean of mercy. Kalan nashtam bhakti yogam nijam yaha pradushkartam krishna chaitanya nama avirbhutastasya padaravinde gadhang gadhang liyatam chitta bringaha. Oh, let me surrender unto that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna, seeing that devotional service was absent, descended himself in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to preach devotional service. So let us all surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and learn from him what devotional service actually is. These two verses are considered to be most important jewels by the devotees of the Lord in disciplic succession. And by virtue of these famous verses, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has become known as the highest of devotees. Thus, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was converted into one of the most important devotees of the Lord, and the Bhattacharya had no other interest than to serve the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought of Lord Chaitanya constantly, and meditation and chanting became the main purpose of the life of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 26. The Bhattacharya is converted. Part 3, Sarvabhauma's Ecstasy. Recorded September 16, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shavakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tashmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Trinadapi Sunichena Torar Eva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namaiva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyatha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhu Sudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya